This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Ask you today, Lord, to have your will and your way during this time, during this broadcast, Lord. We ask you, Father, to bless each and every listener, Lord, with thy word, thy songs, whatever it may be, Father. Lord God, and just have your way. Lord, we realize that if you have your way, everything will work out and be right according to thy will. And God, so we ask that. Pray once again for the listeners, those putting us on the radio. Ask, Lord God, the word of God would go out and have free course and accomplish that whereunto you please. We'll give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, and all the work in those countries, as well as the Ukraine and all around the world. We just want to see souls saved. But I believe there's places that the Lord is working very diligently. And so if you would pray for these, pray for our missionaries. We greatly appreciate them. Been on the battlefield for many years, and we're so thankful for that, thankful for what the Lord's doing. I want to mention this also. We'd like to invite you to come and be with us this Monday at the Brookside Baptist Church in Bristol, Tennessee. We'll be starting camp meeting on the 17th through the 21st, and we'd love to see you, love to have you, and we'll be having services twice a day at 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night. We're looking for a good time in the Lord. They'll feed you in between services, and we'd love to see you come out and be with us, and we trust the Lord will just encamp about us, and we greatly appreciate his presence. But anyway, I want to give you our mailing address this week, ask you to write us if you could. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you'll enjoy the message.
Time I saw the light is the light. Well, I want you to turn to the Song of Solomon. In the first verse, he said, I'm coming my garden. Do you remember that one day Adam and Eve got driven out of the garden, and God fixed it so they couldn't get back in? And they're out of the garden. But thank God the second Adam, the last Adam, not the second Adam, the last Adam, because there's only one and then two, and that's it, the first and the last. And the last Adam said, I'm coming my garden. Ain't you glad? I'm glad he's come and took over again. Thank God 2,000 years ago, Jesus come into this garden, and he's got somebody in here that he's interested in, and he loves his brides in here, his wives in here. And he wants you to come and enjoy things with him. The Bible said here, I'm coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I've gathered my myrrh with my spices. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey, and I drank my wine with my milk. Eat, ye old friends, drink, eat abundantly, O my beloved. And she said, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It's the voice of my beloved knocking and saying, open to me. Now here's what she said, he said. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with the locks of the night, drops of the night. I want to talk to you about what he said. Boy, I mean, he loves her. And when he sees her, thinks of her, he just says, my. That's all he can say about her. He said, open to me, my sister. Well, you say, how in the world can we be the sister to Jesus? I don't know. But Abraham said he said his wife is his sister. And I used to say Abraham lied, and one day I read it, and he said, indeed, she's my sister. We both have the same father, though we don't have the same mother. I said, great, Lord, isn't that wonderful? Me and Jesus has the same father. Ain't you glad that we've got the same father? I don't know what the mother end of it, but I'm glad, thank God. I may not even know who my mother is, but I'm glad I know who my father is. I'm glad these children can know who their father is. I'm glad if you get saved, you can know who your father is. And I'm glad that he can say my sister. I'm glad he didn't come to say my brother. I'm glad he said my sister, my love. I mean, he loved her, and that's his sister. I mean, we both got the same father, and then he said, my sister, my love. I mean, all that Jesus is interested in is us. He loves his church. Whether you know it or not, he loves it. You may not care a thing about it, but Jesus loved it good enough to die for it and give his blood for it, shed his blood for it. He purchased the church with his own blood. Ain't you glad that he loved it? Man, I'm glad he still loves it. I mean, you can't do nothing bad enough to keep him from loving you if you're in his family and in his church. That's God you're in. That's all you need to find out you're in. And boy, when you find that out, I want to tell you right now, it's wonderful to find out who you are, that you're in the bride, you're in the body. Lord, I love that. I was preaching here a while back, and I saw that over there in the scripture where it said, you're his body, his flesh, and his bone. Well, I thought, Lord, isn't that wonderful? I got some new flesh. I mean, I got his flesh in me. I got his bones in me. I got his body in me. Lord, I've got somebody brand new in me. I got that 59 years ago. I'm still finding out what all I've got. Lord, I used to find out a little bit, and I'd just shout up the storm. But the more I find out, of course, I'm getting so old, it's too hard to run. But Lord, I'm glad I can still enjoy it. I'm still glad I can shout inside. I'm still glad I can jump up and down inside and praise him for what he is in me. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What a wonderful, wonderful. Said, open to me, my sister, my love. And I'll tell you right now, he's not interested in this world. He's not interested in cleaning this world up. But he is interested in saving it. But he's not interested in cleaning it up and making it a better place to live. Because he got a better place than this will ever be. Thank God I'm glad.
I'm glad he closed that garden down over yonder in Eden and fixed another and better than anything that he'd ever fixed before. Lord God, I'm glad that God fixed this garden so I could get in it, so you can live in it. And oh, if you just read this Song of Solomon, hey, no telling where you'd get to by the time he got to it. You'd hit on top of the mountains and you'd be on top of mountain after mountain. You'd be skipping from hill to hill just like he was. Oh, I'm glad God's so good. And I'm glad he loves me and you. Oh, people come to me and they say, well, nobody cares for me, buddy. I tell you one that does. That's Jesus. And he won't ever forsake. I mean, you know, over there, he told that church over there at Ephesus, and he said in Revelation, he said, you've left your first love. But I want to tell you right now, he ain't never left it. Thank God he loves me now. He loved me when I was a sinner, and he loved me just as good now as he did then. I don't think God can love a man any better than he did when he died for us. I don't believe that God can love any better. I think God loved me so good when he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him would not perish. I believe that God loved me as much as anyone could love anybody. And of course, I think God loved me then, he loves me now. And he don't love me on my merits. I don't do nothing to get God to love me. Why, she is asleep. Can you imagine? Here's a woman asleep. She's asleep. She had excuse after excuse. She's asleep. He loved her asleep. But you know, I got to thinking of something else this morning while I was getting ready to come to church. He never does sleep. The only time I ever read about Jesus sleeping is in that ship. Said he was asleep in the ship. That's the only time. The Bible said, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Ain't you glad? Well, I'm glad God's awake when I'm asleep. I mean, he's out there doing business for me while I'm asleep. He's out there taking care of the garden while she's asleep. You say, well, we've got to help God. Well, honey, listen. He's working when you're sleeping. He's working when you're still asleep. And a whole lot of folks are still asleep today. And God come by. And I like what Brother Barton said. I mean, God's a knocking. And somebody, I believe this other brother said it last night. God's a giving the invitation. But you're asleep. We need to wake up and find out what he wants you. He don't want you to go hoe in the garden. Great God, he just wants you to go smell a good fragrant. He don't want you to go do the work. He done the work. Great God, he finished it at Calvary. He said it's done. All of it's done. You just need to go down to and smell the grapes. That's all you need to do. Just go where with him. He just wants you to be with him. That's all. He wants you to walk with him and love him. Stay with him and enjoy him. Glory to God. He's not interested in what I do, what you do. Bless God, he wants you just to be with him. He loves you. Great. You're about to make me shout. Just to think about it. I seen this preacher sitting back here with his wife every service. And you know, he loves her. Right. He wants to be with her. Boy, listen, if you could just see what God, hey. You see the love he's got for you and how much he'd like for you to be with him. And I see Brother Walters and he comes down here. I bet him and his wife don't get 10 foot apart, no time. I mean, they walk together everywhere they go. And I look at them too and I think, boy, isn't that wonderful? I mean, that's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, he wants his wife to go with him and she wants to go with him. I never do know which one wants to do which. But I mean, I see her going out, or he'll go out and she'll follow him. And if vice versa, whichever it is. Boy, isn't that something? That's the way the Lord wants it. Now, he don't care. He didn't jump on her for sleeping, but he did come by and wake her up. And she said, I'm asleep, but my heart waketh. It's the voice of my beloved. Do you know the voice of Jesus? Well, that's the greatest thing you ever found out. When you hear him talking to you. When you hear the Lord come by. And he just says a word to you. He don't have to talk all day. Praise God. He don't have to jump on you and tell you everything that you ought to do right and how you ought to do. He just come by and said, open to me, my sister, my love, and my dove. I don't know all of these things, but I've heard somebody say it, and so, because I have to preach a few things I've heard. I don't know, you know. But I heard somebody say that a dove didn't have no gall. There's no bitterness in it. Amen. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
Boy, when you get saved, God just takes all that out.
Amen.
I mean, God's not bitter.
Amen.
And the Christ that lives in you, son, he's all love.
Amen.
There ain't no bitterness in him.
Amen.
There's no gall to it, brother. It's all good. It's all love. Now, let me hurry on and get you to another verse. He said, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove. And that's the reason I got this one time and I preached on it. My. I believe when he still looks at us, that's what he says. My. I mean, you can't do enough to make him not love you. He just says, my, ain't she pretty? Oh, isn't she pretty? You say, well, the church don't look too hot to me. May not look to you, but it does to him. Because, buddy, he purchased the church. He loves what he paid for. He not only bought us, bless God, but he loved us. He bought us and he loved us. Now, you didn't have to buy your wife. But you're glad you got her. A gift. But it cost him something. And if you think he's going to turn against something he died for, and you got another thought of coming, just keep it thinking. But listen, my undefiled. Now when he looks at the church, he don't see a thing wrong with the church. Now, I mean, he's not looking at my flesh, he's looking at his. His brother said yesterday, your flesh will never be any good. It's made out of mud. That's what John Good said, wasn't it? Mud hut. We're mud brothers.
Yeah.
Boy, you can say that again. This old flesh is mud. Buddy, she's going back to dust. I mean, you can scrape it down to the bone and get the bone made out of dirt. And the marrow is made out of dirt. And when you get it finished with, there ain't nothing. It's nothing. It's all gone. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's somebody living in me that's not made out of mud. I'm glad there's somebody living in me that's made out of something besides dirt. I'm glad there's somebody living inside of me that's made out of the material that'll never vanish away. I mean, this earthly man perish. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. This fella here, they're going down every day. I'm getting slow in my walking. I'm getting slow in my thinking. I'm getting slow in my talking. But bless God, he just as good on the inside and getting better all the time. Lord, you say the Lord can't get no better. Yes, sir, honey. When you get as old as I am, he's getting good. Boy, when I was young and thought I was something, bless God, when you find out you're nothing and you get old and you can't get around and you're just standing around waiting for the crossing and you find somebody standing with you saying, son, don't worry. I am the light. I am the truth. I am the way. I'll take you over. Don't worry, son. You're at the crossing time, but bless God, I'll be with you. Lord, I'll miss sometimes. I'll wait to see that day. Oh, they say angels come and get you. I don't know who does. But whoever it is, all right, but I sort of believe Jesus is going to come.
Amen.
I sort of believe he just makes a trip down here and gets a hold of them and takes them over. I don't know. You say, well, I don't understand that. I don't either. Well, he's in me.
Amen.
That that's in me can take me over.
Amen.
He can set up there and be down here all the same time. Now, I never did know that till one day I heard old Gardener Ted Armstrong. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I won't explain it because it ain't worth explaining. But my wife got her a television. I never did buy one because I was religious. And she bought one. And one day I come through the house And Garner Ted Armstrong said, "Hey, nobody going to heaven." Boy, it hit me. I'm already there. I said, "Woo!" She said, "What are you shouting about?" I said, "Gardner Ted Armstrong got me to shouting." Now, I can't believe that I could shout over something Gardner Ted Armstrong would say. I mean, great God, he didn't believe nothing. But Lord, here I am shouting. I said, "Honey, I'm already there." I mean, he's crazy. If that dude don't think anybody's going, he got another thought of coming. I'm down there. I don't know how I'm down here and up there, and I don't know how he's up there and down here, but it's all so. It is so. And you know what? He said, "Open to me, my love, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled." And I like that, undefiled.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with us. Now, when he see me, of course, now, when you see me, I know you see a lot. But last night I read that scripture to you over in Isaiah. "Though your sins be scarlet, they'll be white." Now, if your sins is white as snow, there ain't a whole lot some of us fellas can preach. I don't know what these legalists preach on if they read that and believed it. They say, "Bless God, tobacco's a sin." Well, I don't know about that. My sins are white because I come and reasoned with Jesus one day. I told him I was going to hell and I didn't have no way out. He said, "Well, son, I've done paid the way. I done fixed it all up for you." I mean, I got lost. I like all these fellas to get up here and say, "I got lost and then I got saved." I like it like that. I hate to hear a fella gets up and he says he got saved and never did get lost. Boy, I pity those fellas. And you know what we're doing? We're trying to get everybody saved before we ever get them lost. I believe you ought to get a man lost. I mean, just go tell him he's going to hell and walk off and leave him. Say, "You know, if you ain't saved, you go into hell. Just walk off and leave him." That'll shake him up. You don't have to get everybody saved. My God, listen, God does the saving anyway. You don't have to go out there and stick a Bible under his nose and can deceive him and tell him, "If you believe this, you've got to have somebody there to reveal this." Flesh and blood hadn't revealed this to you, Peter. Jesus told Peter, said, "Flesh and blood hadn't revealed this to thee, but my Father." If God don't tell you who Jesus is, you ain't going to never know, I guarantee you. I can tell you who Jesus is all of my life. And you'll never know him. You run upon him yourself. And you and him head on. You find out he loves you. And he'll save you. Well, I'm going to have to close. But anyway. He said, "Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night." Now, he'd been out there working all night in the vineyard, and she's been sleeping. Ain't you glad, church, that you don't have to do all the work that most of us think? Boy, I mean, people have to do all kinds of things to please God. I mean, he's been out there working for you while you're asleep. And you may be out there working, you still sleep. Did you ever see anybody working in their sleep? Well, I've seen some. They might well have been asleep. They don't know what they're doing. You have to tell them everything to do. You have to tell them when to do it and how to do it. Act like they're asleep. And if you don't tell them, they stand there in the day like, you know, you ain't never worked nobody, maybe some of you, but boy, you ought to work some of these fellas that don't know nothing. They don't know how to get in or out or up or down. And you say, "Put that nail right there. Yeah, put this plank. What do you mean?" "Just what I said. God help you, sleepyhead. Get up. Wake up." Hey, ain't you glad the Lord's still doing the work today? Well, if Ralph Cheek would have had to go over and tell all them Turks what to do, he'd be a nutty as a fruitcake. He wouldn't have even known how to got back over here. And he ain't over doing all that big work you think he is. God's doing the work. He's just over there watching it. And we're just over here watching it. There ain't nobody doing a whole lot. Most of the time we're asleep. We can sleep through a camp meeting. You believe that? Yeah, I've had a whole bunch of them done it. A whole bunch of you didn't get here, not one time. You slept on during the whole camp meeting. But God worked anyhow.
Amen.
But wouldn't you like to have been here when he's picking the good stuff off of the tree? Wouldn't you like to have been here when the grapes had fallen? Or wouldn't you like to went down the garden with him and smell some of the good stuff? Or wouldn't you like to heard him say, come away, winter's over and gone? Wouldn't you like to have been here? Well, you ought to come. It's a good thing to be in. When you find out the Lord's doing it all. Now, I'm not saying you ought to do something for God if he puts something on you. If God speaks to your heart, do it. But if just somebody else comes by and writes a book on how y'all do it, forget it. This is the book right here you ought to go by. I know we're all messed up in this day. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be preaching it, I guess. If everybody's all right, I guess we'll be all right. But we're asleep. She said, I don't know how to put my coat on. Boy, God still loved her. I want to say one more thing. She went down and got the tire beat out of her. I mean, she really got slashed. But God didn't do it. It wasn't God beating her. It was them watchmen's down there. She's down there with a veil on without a man. You run around out here without Jesus and try to tell everybody you're a Christian, and the world's going to beat you into the mud. And they ought to. You ought to have Jesus with you when you go. They're going to back up from you. You're going to say, I'm scared of him. He got something on him. We had this Indian come over here. First, a children's home we started. And they tied his hands and his feet, took his coat and shirt, tied his hands and feet, and laid him on the sidewalk, took his Bible. He's preaching on the street. And they poured gasoline on him. They was going to set him fire. And he got to smiling. He said, won't be long till I be in Jesus. Boy, he was real black. He had them big white teeth. Man, I mean, if you see a picture, man, when he smiles, it just, they stand out like, you know, a Costigan shirt over there. They said, we can't burn him. He's got something in him. That keep a lot of you from getting burnt. Amen. Take Jesus with you, son. This world won't treat you near as bad as they've been treating you. You go out there without the Lord, but God, I'll tell you what you need. You just shut up. Don't go nowhere. Just stay where you're at. Get in a hole somewhere. Hide. If you can't take Jesus with you, don't go. And if you can't let him be the main one, stay home.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.